morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship here at Glenshaw Valley. It's so good to see you this morning. I have a few announcements to share with you. The first is we are printing bulletins again. So if you have not yet, if you would like a bulletin and you have not picked one up yet, they're in the back next to the offering plate. You can pick one up on your way out. I don't think we have any meetings that I need to remind you of this week, but this coming Sunday is Mother's Day, so please plan. We will have worship that week. Actually, we have a lot of things happening this month for May for worship. If you would like more details about all the goings-on that are happening in May, you can pick up a hard copy of the newsletter for May that are on the back table. But basically, this Sunday, we are celebrating communion together. Next Sunday is Mother's Day. The 16th is kind of not anything super exciting happening, but the 20, other than, you know, worship. The 24th is, I need to stop. The 24th is Pentecost, where we will be celebrating the birthday of the church. And then immediately following that service, we are going to have a time of fellowship outside. And in keeping with the fellowship theme, I'm hoping we are going to have a bonfire. Hopefully the weather will be nice, so we can make some s'mores and hot dogs and just spend some time in fellowship with one another. Then on the 30th, the last Sunday in May, John White is coming to preach. So we are all excited to welcome him back in the sanctuary. If you'd like more details about any of that stuff, please again consult the newsletter. I think those are all of the announcements I have. Does anyone else have any announcements to share? All right, let us turn our attention to God with our call to worship. I am the vine, you are the branches, says the Lord. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit. Friends, at this time I invite you to rise and join with me for our opening hymn, number 450, Be Thou My Vision. Please join with me in our prayer of confession. Almighty God, in raising Jesus from the grave, you shattered the power of sin and death. We confess that we remain captive to doubt and fear, bound by the ways that lead to death. We overlook the poor and hungry, and pass by those who mourn. We are deaf to the cries of the oppressed, and indifferent to calls for peace. We despise the weak and abuse the earth you made. Forgive us, God of mercy. Help us to trust your power and to change our lives and make us new, that we may know the joy of life abundant, given in Jesus Christ, the risen Lord. Lord, have mercy upon us, heal and forgive us. Set us free to serve you in the world as agents of your reconciling love. In Jesus Christ, amen. Let us profess our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Friends, let us greet one another from our seats.
Thank you. Friends, let us join with all creation in praying for the good of the earth. Oh God, we give you thanks for your Holy Spirit, whose work at creation continues in us. Through Christ, you have shown your love for this earth you made. We pray that all the world may know your power and goodness. Word of life, reveal the wonder of your world to all people. Show us anew what lives around us, over us, beneath us, within us. Enliven the church with your Spirit. Giver of all good things, bring trust and sympathy to the nations of the world. Let peacemakers reign wherever there is conflict. Give wisdom to leaders and hope to the poor. Good healer, we pray for all in need of comfort. Comfort those who mourn, uphold those who are sick, holding vigil, or awaiting words of hope. You are our refuge and strength, a very pleasant help in times of trouble. We lift up in thanksgiving our answered prayers and causes for celebration. We especially thank you for Kaylee Riley, Bev's great-granddaughter, who has come home finally after several stays in the hospital with an intestinal virus. Trusting in your mercy, we commend to you all those we have named and those whose needs are known only to you. In the name of your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, and who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. I invite you to rise and join us in the hymn of meditation, Knowing You.
friends, let us quiet our hearts and our minds for our offering. Please be seated. Let us give thanks to God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you continue to bless us abundantly. We pray that we would use these gifts for the glory of your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Please be seated.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Let's see if I can see this. Today's reading comes from John 15, verses 1 through 8. I am the true vine, and my Father is the gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. You are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me as I also remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. If you do not remain in me, you are like a branch that is thrown away and withers. Such branches are picked up, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, ask whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. This is to my Father's glory, that you bear much fruit, showing yourselves to be my disciples. Bless the reading of the word.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. When I was growing up, I remember we had this big lilac bush in my front yard. It would bloom every spring with these big, beautiful, fragrant lilac flowers. Towards the end of summer, my mom would spend a Saturday pruning it. See, lilac bushes can double in size in a single season if you don't prune them. So Mom would go and she would thin out the overgrown branches. She would cut off any dead flowers or dead branches. While she was doing this, it was always my job to kind of come behind her and pull weeds and gather any of the twigs as they fell off the bush, so that the bush had room to grow, as she told me. I never really enjoyed this day very much. When I was pulling the weeds, I felt like I was ripping these plants from their homes. It also made me a little bit sad to watch Mom cut down this big, beautiful bush into about half of its size. But my mother assured me that pruning was actually good for the bush. If you don't prune in the summer, she told me, you won't have flowers in the spring. I always think of Mom and her lilac bush when I read this familiar passage from John about God, the gardener. See, this passage is a metaphor for how human beings are to relate to God. We are the branches, and Jesus is the vine. The branches are able to bear fruit because we are true to the vine, and the vine provides us with the nourishment we need. Because the branches are interconnected with the vine, they always run the risk of being pruned if they choose not to receive nourishment from the vine. This morning, I had us read from the NIV translation of scripture that says, I am the vine, you are the branches. If you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. I can't believe I'm about to say this, but here is one instance where I actually think the King James Version of scripture is a little bit more helpful. It reads, if you abide in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. I think it's more helpful to translate the Greek here to abide instead of to remain, because abide means to dwell with or to find one's home among. And I think the nature of the relationship between the branch and the vine is more of one making a home or a dwelling here than of finding kind of a temporary place for one to settle at. The branch makes her home with the vine so that she can produce fruit. If we are the branches in this gardening metaphor, we bear fruit because we abide with a good vine, Jesus. See, branches actually cannot produce fruit on their own. They cannot manifest fruit. They cannot squeeze fruit out of themselves if they are not receiving nourishment from the vine. So they have to constantly return to it for sustenance. In turn, if the vine is good, it will provide everything the branch needs to produce fruit. It's also important to note here that branches always run the risk of being pruned if they refuse to receive nourishment from the vine. I remember as a kid wondering why some branches of my mom's lilac bush produced lilacs and others didn't, especially since the bush itself was healthy and we planted it in a good sunny spot. One thing I learned over the course of a couple seasons with our lilac bush is that some branches just can't produce fruit. And other branches are just stubborn. There is no reason why they're not producing flowers, yet they choose not to. The vine's job is to give the branches the best possible shot at producing flowers. But the vine cannot fully control what the branch decides to do. If the branch chooses not to receive nourishment and chooses not to produce flowers, then they may need to be pruned for the health of the bush. Friends, I think the purpose of our scripture passage for this morning is to use this gardening metaphor to get us to reflect on what does it mean for me to abide with God in my life? How do we, the branches, position ourselves so that we have the best possible chance of producing fruit? As I reflected on this question, I came up with three things that help me draw closer to God. And those three things are prayer, worship, and service. Now that the weather's nice, I've really been trying to do my prayer time outside. I have this app on my phone. It's called Pray As You Go, and it offers short, they're like 15-minute guided prayers on the app. So I will go sit outside in the sunshine, sometimes with my journal, sometimes not, and I'll listen to the prayers as I kind of take in the beauty of my surroundings. I don't always have as much time as I would like to sit outside and pray, but I try to get outside as often as I can. This practice kind of centers and calms me, and it allows me to offer my joys and concerns to God. The next practice is worship. There is something about the body of Christ gathered in one place that makes it easier for me and for us to experience the presence of God. Maybe it's the hymns we sing. Maybe it's joining together and professing our faith week in and week out. For me, maybe it's the process of putting together the week's sermon. For you, maybe it's the process of gathering together and celebrating the Lord's Supper. Whatever it is, worship is this weekly anchor for us. It draws us out of our own concerns and reminds us that we are a part of something bigger and that we belong to God. And finally, service. The older I get, the more that I realize that the most precious gift I can give someone else is not actually something tangible like a gift. It's actually my time. Spending time with people, doing things with them that maybe I wouldn't rather do on my own. This not only helps the person that I'm spending time with, but I feel better too. Lately, a lot of my service has been trying to help people remember how to socialize again. So doing things like organizing weddings and funerals and goodbye parties for people that are moving. Organizing safe space to get together and celebrate these major life milestones. Because if I've learned one thing after a year of social isolation, I know that we need each other. Friends, as you spend some time this week thinking about how you might better abide with God, please consider ways that you can incorporate prayer, worship, and service into your life. How you do these things may look a little bit different depending on what stage of life you're in. Busy parents may need to sneak prayer time in before the kids get up in the morning or after they go to bed. Young adults may be worshiping online on a Thursday afternoon when they're not working. Some of you volunteer at local food pantries, and others of you volunteer at your local PTA. The point, though, is to find an activity that draws you closer to God and stick to it. Friends, we want to draw closer to God because we know that God is the source of all that is good in our lives and world. God nourishes us so that we can go out into the world and produce fruit. And if we want to follow God, we have to be in relationship with Him. And you simply can't be in relationship with a person that you're not spending any time with. Friends, my hope and my prayer for all of us this week, as we head back out into the world, is that we would find ways to abide with God amidst the busy days and weeks and months ahead. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name, amen. Friends, at this time, I invite you to remain seated for our communion hymn. We are going to sing, "We Come as Guests Invited." This is the joyful feast of the people of God. They will come from east and west and north and south and sit at table in the kingdom of God. According to Luke, when our risen Lord was at table with his disciples, he took the bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him. This is the Lord's table. Our Savior invites those who trust him to share the feast which he has prepared.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them up to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is truly right and our greatest joy to give you thanks and praise, O Lord, our God, creator and ruler of the universe. In your wisdom, you made all things and sustained them by your power. Therefore, we praise you, joining our voices with the prophets, apostles, martyrs, and with all the faithful of every time and place, who forever say to the glory of your name,
Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
Remembering your gracious acts in Jesus Christ, we take from your creation this bread and this wine and joyfully celebrate his dying and rising as we await the day of his coming. With thanksgiving, we offer our very selves to you to be a living and holy sacrifice dedicated to your service. Great is the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Gracious God, pour out your Holy Spirit upon us and upon these your gifts of bread and wine, that the bread we break and the cup we bless may be the communion of the body and blood of Christ. By your Spirit, make us one with Christ, that we may be one with all who share this feast, united in ministry in every place. As this bread is Christ's body for us, send us out to be the body of Christ in the world.
The Lord Jesus, on the night of his arrest, took bread. And after giving thanks to God, he broke it, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the sign of the new covenant, shed for you in my blood, that whenever you drink it, do this in remembrance of me." Every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the saving death of our risen Lord until he comes. The gifts of God for the people of God.
Thank you. blood of Christ.
Loving God, we thank you that you have fed us in this sacrament, united us with Christ, and given us a foretaste of the heavenly banquet in your eternal kingdom. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory, for the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Please rise for and join me in our closing hymn, We Will Walk with God, number 742.
Offer a word of blessing as we go from this place. Remember, you go nowhere by accident. Wherever you go, God is sending you. Wherever you are, God has a plan and God has a purpose to you being there. Christ, who dwells in you, has something he wants to do through you, wherever you are. Believe this and go in his grace and love and power. Amen.
Amen.